A series of events are set to take place in New York and Washington this week to mark the upcoming 75th anniversary of the liberation of Pilsen by U.S. troops. The main goal of these events, which culminate on Wednesday at the National Bohemian Hall in New York, is to invite Americans to take part in the annual freedom celebrations, which are going to be even bigger this year, as Ruth Frankova has been finding out.
Among those to attend the special program at the National Bohemian Hall on Wednesday are Second World War veterans as well as their relatives, many of whom regularly visit the annual freedom celebrations in Pilsen. The most anticipated guests are Earl Ingram, one of the liberators, and George Patton Waters, the grandson of General Patton. It will also be attended by representatives of the city of Pilsen and the Patton Memorial Pilsen Museum, who initiated the whole event. Miroslav Konvalina is the head of Czech Center New York.
We realize that there is a great opportunity to present the work of the Patton Memorial in Pilsen, and their curators prepared an exhibition for us here at the Czech Center in New York. But also there will be another exhibition in Washington at the embassy, and there will be a couple of concerts by the Pilsner Jazz Band. And this is the great opportunity to invite liberators, veterans, their families, and also we hope that there will be grandson of General Patton present.
The exhibition entitled Liberation of Pilsen will be unveiled at Czech Center New York on Wednesday afternoon. It outlines the advance of Allied troops from Normandy to Pilsen, the role of General George Patton, and other historical circumstances. Ivan Rollinger of the Patton Memorial Pilsen Museum, who curated the exhibition, says it also maps the many memorials to civilians and soldiers in the region of Pilsen.
Even today, 75 years after the end of the war, there are still new monuments being erected to the victims of the Second World War, including fallen US soldiers. We still come across new information about the individual victims in the region, for instance in the Washington National Archive or in daily reports, and then we unveil new memorials to them.
Nás informovali o tom, co se tam odehrálo skutečně v roce 1945.
One of the co-organizers of the events marking the 75th anniversary of Pilsen's liberation is Czech tourism. Michaela Claudino, the director of its U.S. office, says they want to use the opportunity to promote the West Bohemian city as an attractive tourist destination.
So we're trying to show that Pilsen is a great, either a day trip or a weekend trip from Prague. It has several attractions, of course, Pilsner beer, the brewery known very well here in the U.S., also the third largest synagogue in Europe, actually one of the largest squares, etc. So we want people to realize that, you know, there are places outside of Prague that are worth visiting and that have connections to the United States. And they can, you know, spend, as I said, either a day or a weekend, and they can really combine it with this pretty unique celebration that takes place every year.